Here it comes, television's most exciting hour of fantastic prizes. The fabulous 60 Minutes Prize is ready. Edo Walker, come on down. Sylvia Beltran, come on down. Harry Delgado, come on down. And Edward Thompson, come on down. You are the first four contestants on The Price is Right. The star of The Price is Right, Bob Barker. Thank you very much. Welcome to The Price is Right. There is going to be a lot of excitement around here during the next hour, and it all begins when I say, here is the first item up for bids on our show. A trip to New York City. We'll fly a few of you around Midair Coast from Los Angeles to New York City, where you'll spend 1 week at the Westbury. You'll enjoy a complimentary dinner at the famous Polo Bar, located on the fashionable east side in New York's Art and Culture Center, the Westbury, the Trust Houses Fort Hotel. And to the winner of this trip goes a rental car.
And the one of you who bids nearest...
Sears Rent-A-Car, who offers dependable transportation. Sears Rent-A-Car service now available nationwide. Okay, Bob.
Are you through, John?
Yes, Bob.
The one of you who bids nearest to the retail price of that trip without going over will win that trip. Now, do not try to include the price of the rental car. You will have that, but that's a bonus. Now, Edward, what do you bid on that trip?
Oh!
$850. Terry?
$603.
$603. Now, that's an interesting bid. Sylvia? What do you bid?
$721.
She bids $721. Edda?
$600.
$600 even. Now, the actual retail price is $1,362, and Edward, you have won. Get up on this stage, Edward. You are about to play a pricing game, and you are going to play that game right over here. Right over here, Edward. Right over here, will you please? Congratulations. Where do you live?
San Bernardino, California.
Have you ever been to New York?
Yes, once.
Have you? Well, you're going
12
back.
12 years ago.
You're going back, Edward. You are going back to New York, and Edward, not only that, you may win this before you're through.
A living room! A Broy Hill living room featuring Comfortmatic spring base, hardwood frame, self-decking, matching arm covers, Broy Hill Premier cushion, and Scotch guarded by Broy Hill. It's a prize package worth
$1,840. Oh, Edward, will you step right over here, please? Right over here at the end of this table. Edward is a high school biology teacher. Is that right, Edward?
Yes, that's right.
And where?
At Pacific High School in San Bernardino.
And he says his heart is going wildly. Where is your heart?
It's in the right place, but I'm having a coronary.
Well, I just wondered, if you're teaching biology, I want to know for sure that you knew where it was. Now, Edward, there is a ball under one of these shells. All you have to do is put one of these chips beside the shell that has the ball under it, and you win that furniture I showed you. Now, you have to win these chips, and you can win prizes at the same time. Now, the first prize that he can win is what?
It's Bedsack. New idea in bed covering provides luxury upholstery for your old mattresses and box springs and protection from new. From Bedsack.
Now, will you show us the price on that, please? It's $18, but it's wrong. Is the right price higher or lower than $18?
Of the bedspread?
Just the spread right there.
I think it's higher.
He thinks it's higher. Is he right? He sure is. Now you've won a chip. Now put that by one of the shelves. There you go. Now, Johnny, what do we have next?
You can relax and unwind with Daisy's Whirlpool Massage. Safety well-listed. Daisy fits any tub. Daisy Whirlpool.
What is the wrong price on this prize? $165 is wrong. Is the right price higher or lower?
I think it's lower.
He says lower. Is our biology teacher right? He's right again. I'll tell you, Edward. You are passing the test. You are passing the test. You have an A so far.
I didn't think so.
Now, where do you want to put that one? Down there? Very well. What is next, Johnny?
It's from Rival, makers of the Crock-Pot Slow Cooker. Here's the new Crock-Plate Stoneware Fast Cooker. Does the work of 10 appliances better by Rival.
And the price here for your consideration is what? $50. The right price higher or lower?
Crock-Pot?
The Crock-Pot.
I think it's lower.
He thinks it's lower. Is he right? No. Edward, you made your first mistake. We have one more prize. Listen.
Carriage House cutlery and steak sets with fine, sharp, long-lasting space-age chrome molybdenum stainless blades by Washington Ford.
See it right down there in the end of the line? Now show us the price, please. $63. The right price higher or lower than $63?
I think it's lower.
He says lower. Whirl it about. He's right. He gets another chip. There you are. Where are you going to put that? You going to put it here or here? Right there. Okay. Now, Edward, tell me, have you been lucky most of your life?
I've got a good wife.
Well, that...
Four lovely children.
That if you have four lovely children and a good wife, you are indeed a lucky man. So, there is little likelihood that that ball would be here, is there? I mean, the chances are 3-1 that it would not be here, and if you are a lucky man, it will not be there, will it?
That's correct.
So you're going to think that, aren't you? You're going to think positively as we look for that ball, aren't you?
That's correct.
Tell me, Bob, I'm going to be a winner.
I'm going to be a winner.
Bob, I'm going to be a winner.
Bob, I'm going to be a winner.
Yes, I want you to learn your lines.
Bob,
all right.
I'm going to be a winner.
Now, you are a winner if that ball is here.
Ooh,
you're not a winner, not with that one. Edward, you're going to be a winner if that ball's here. Oh, Edward, it's not there either. Should I find out whether you're a loser or a winner?
A winner.
You want me to look here next?
Yes.
All right, if that ball is here, you're a winner. And there's that ball. There's that ball. That's fine. Now, you've won a trip to New York, you've won all that furniture, and we're very happy for you, Edward. Congratulations. I'll see you a little later in the first Showcase Showdown. And you'll see us a little later in our next pricing game after this. Johnny, who's next? Who's next, Johnny? Who's next?
Bob, it's Esther McDermott. So come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Right there, Esther. Here's the next item up for bids in The Price is Right.
A sewing machine. The white First Lady convertible open-arm sewing machine with the amazing no-hands one-step button holder and 26 built-in utility, stretch and embroidery stitches from White Sewing Machine Company.
Esther, give me your bid on that sewing machine.
$725.
Terry, what do you say?
$799.
Sylvia?
$520.
$520 brings me to Edda.
$575.
$575. The actual retail price of that sewing machine is $629. It's yours, Edda. It's Edda's sewing machine. That's whose sewing machine that is. Yes, Edda. You own a beautiful new sewing machine, and Edda, not only that, you may win all four of these.
A country range stainless steel cookware, refrigerator, freezer, and an office desk. First, an office desk. From Brazil, Contempo, the home office, too, is a self-contained office. Perfect for professional housewives and students, finished in exotic hand-rubbed courtesy hardwoods. A home office by Brazil, Contempo. Second is a country range. Country Charm, automatic electric range, full-size cast iron reproduction, cooks, bakes like it used to, carries your early American theme into your kitchen from the House of Webster. Third, stainless steel cookware. From the Salad Master Corporation, a set of heavyweight stainless steel cookware featuring waterless cooking with Salad Master's exclusive vapor valve in the lids. And fourth, a refrigerator freezer. From Gibson, a Food Master refrigerator freezer featuring picture frame doors, cantilever shells, custom interior rollers, and Gibson's exclusive frost clear system. And there they are, Bob.
Edda, we're going to play the danger price game, and the danger price is $550. One of those prizes is $550. Do not choose that prize. Do not choose the prize that's $550. Choose the others one at a time, and you win all four prizes. Now, choose one that's not $550. She says the refrigerator freezer is not. How much is that, please? $700. Good choice. Now what? The stove, she says, is not $550. How much is that stove? $635. Now you're down to the cookware and the desk. One is not $550. Choose that one and you win all four prizes.
I'm forgetting what I'm doing. The one that's not?
The one that is not $550. The desk. Okay. Show us the price of that desk. You're a winner. All four of those prizes, Edda. That cookware was the danger prize. I'm very happy for you. Bye-bye, Edda. How many games have we played? Two, that's right. How many winners have we had? Two, that's right. We may have a perfect day. We'll find out more about it after we find out about this. Johnny, we want to know the name of our next player, please.
All right, Bob, it's Henry Lewis. Come on down, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Hello, Henry.
Hi.
Welcome to Contestant's Row. Look at the next item up for bids in The Price is Right.
A settee. To delight the most discriminate decorator, this settee in early American styling, handcrafted frame of hardwood with curved high back and cushion upholstered in a warm cotton print.
And it belongs to the contestant who bids nearest to the retail price without going over, and Henry will bid first.
$425.
$425, says Henry. What do you say, Esther?
$275.
$275. Terry?
$300.
$300 even. Now, Sylvia, give me your bid.
Okay, $301.
$301. The actual retail price is $546. Henry, you're a winner. Come up those steps, Henry. Come right up here beside me, right over here. Well done. Now, Henry, where's your home?
Rialto, California.
You live right here in California.
Right.
Henry, I'd love to see you whipping around our freeways in this.
A new car! A 1978 Buick Opel, a two-door coupe with four-speed transmission, offers a combination of performance with economy, the Opel by Buick. It's equipped with bumper guards. Bob?
All right, Henry, come right around here. Here is a special deck. We're going to find out how close you must come to the retail price of that car without going over in order to win it. How? By having you draw a card. Draw a card and let me see it. He has drawn the $800 card. That's very good. The biggest card there is only $1,000. Now, that means that you don't have to be any closer than $800 to the retail price of that car without going over in order to win the car. Now, do you know how to play our card game?
No, I don't.
Well, you bid on the car by drawing cards. Each face card in this deck is worth $1,000. Each of the other cards is worth the number on the card in hundreds of dollars. A six is $600. How much is a five?
$500.
You're right. You understand. Now, the aces are wild. You can make them anything you wish, $1 through $1,000. Draw a card. That's your opening bid, Henry. Henry has a jack of spades. Give Henry $1,000 as an opening bid. Go on as long as you like. Tell me when you want to quit. Henry has drawn a three of hearts. $1,300 total now. What's your next move? His next move is to draw another face card. Queen of Diamonds. $2,300 now, and go on as long as you wish. Henry has reached into that deck and pulled out another three. $2,600 is his bid. What are you going to do now, Henry? You're going to draw again? You have to come within $800. Your total bid there would be $3,400 at the most.
Hey, one more.
All right, one more. I've heard that before. Six of diamonds. How much does he have now? $3,200. What do you say, Henry? You want to draw again?
Oh, I'll stop there.
You're going to stop there. Very well. Henry says that he has stopped, ladies and gentlemen. His bid is $3,200. He must come within $800 without going over, and the actual retail price of that car is $3,930, a difference of $730. Henry, you won. You won that car, and those folks were telling you, go on, and you didn't. You played it yourself, and you did well.
Just what I need, too.
Just what anybody needs. Thank you, Henry. Hey, we had three winners in a row. You know what's happening here. We may have a $1,000 winner after these words. I said that we had had three winners in a row, and that is precisely what we have here. Three winners in a row, and the first winner to spin the wheel is Edda. Edda, spin that wheel. Be sure it goes all the way around at least once. Spin it. At $1, you win $1,000. Contestant nearest to $1 without going over will be in the showcase at the end of today's extravaganza. Edda has 30 cents. You do. Now, do you wish to spin again? If you go over a dollar, you know you're out. Spin it. Go ahead. 30 cents is what she has, and what is she going to get? Whatever she gets, we'll add it to that 30 cents. Edda, wouldn't you love to see that 70 cents come around there? Ooh. 30 cents plus. Get off that 85. Oh, no. $1.50. Well, Edda, you have already won some nice things, and thank you for being with us. Bye-bye. Edward, get over there now. You have already won some nice prizes, too, but you can win money now. Spin that wheel. Make those biology students out there in San Bernardino proud of their teacher.
An A for everybody.
An A for the whole class. You better not say that, Edward. It could happen. 75 cents. Is that enough for you? If you spin again and the total is greater than $1, you're out of the game.
The boss says stop.
The boss has spoken. The principal is not in the audience. It is your beloved wife, right?
That's correct.
Yes. Very well, Henry. We're ready for you to spin that wheel.
Okay.
Now, Henry, you're one of the great card players of Price is Right history. Let's see how you do as a wheel spinner. 75 cents is what you have to beat. Will Henry beat 75 cents? We will know in more. Look at that $1 coming down here. Oh. 15 cents. Look at that. Right between $1 and 80 cents on that miserable 15 cents. Spin that wheel again. 15 cents. Yes, that won't help you at all. You have to beat 75 cents. Even if you go over $1, you still spin again. 15 cents in his first spin. Here's his second spin. He has to beat 75 cents to get into the showcase. 15 cents plus. Oh, you don't want that dollar now. Henry, that came one spin too late. Sorry. Thank you, Henry. Well, Edward, where are you going? Get back here. Don't leave class until I tell you you're excused. Edward, our teacher of biology, will be in the showcase.
Did I win?
Yeah.
He got a dollar.
No, that was a second spin. We'll be back after this. We have had nothing but winners around here, and on we go with another contestant out of the studio audience who is...
Everglass Dubois! Come on down! You're the next contestant on Radio
TV! Hello, Everglass. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Just look at this next item up for bids.
It's a cocktail table. As timeless as the forest, as modern as tomorrow is this cocktail table, handsomely finished in a suede paint with shining brass trim and base, beautifully new, excitingly different.
What do you bid on that table, Everglass?
$325.
$325. And we go to the other end of the line to Esther.
$350.
$350. Terry, what do you say?
$380.
$380 it is. Sylvia.
$285.
$285. Now, the actual retail price of that table is $518. It belongs to Terry. Terry, let's go right over here. Let's go right over here. Terry, you have won that table. Thank you very much. You have won that table, Terry. And not only that, look what you can win now. A 5-ounce bar of gold. This 5-ounce bar of gold is certified to be 999.9 fine by Precious Metals Company. The retail value is determined at close of business day previous to taping. The bar of gold is set in a gold-rimmed frame. Huh? Wouldn't that 5-ounce bar of gold be nice to take home and put on your new coffee table?
Yes.
Yes, it would. You will win that 5-ounce bar of gold if you tell me the right price for it. It is $1,377 or it is $1,546. Which one is the right price for the bar of gold?
$1,377.
$1,377 is her choice. Let's hope she's a winner. We've had three winners so far, and now we have four winners in a row on the Price is Right. Congratulations, Terry. Yes. We're doing very, very well today, aren't we? And there is more Price is Right coming up.
Stay tuned for more pricing games and the fabulous showcases coming up on the second half of The Price is Right.
Johnny, what is the name of the contestant who is going to take that spot right there between Esther and Sylvia?
Hang on, Bob. It's Ratana Porn Derenitra. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
What is your full name?
Ratana Porn Derenitra.
I've spoken whole sentences that were shorter than that. Ratanapour, is that how you pronounce it?
Ratanapour.
Ratanapour? Is that correct?
Yes.
Ratanapour, it is a pleasure to welcome you to our show. I'm Robert William Barker. And this is the next item up for bids, and the price is right.
A game table and chair. From Flanders Industries, a blend of aesthetics, wood, metal, and glass, table and chairs, and antique brass plate. It's the Eleganza by Flanders.
Ratanapour, what are you going to bid on that, please?
$750.
$750. Sylvia, what do you say?
$975.
Evergloss?
$850.
$850. And now, Esther, I want to hear from you.
$875
is her bid. And, well, you've all overbid. The lowest bid that we have here is $750. Let's erase these bids, please. And remember, girls, bid lower than $750. Ratanapour.
$550.
Sylvia.
What did you say?
$550.
$625.
Evergloss.
$580.
$580. Esther, what's your bid?
$600.
And the actual retail price is $599, and Evergloss has won. Evergloss has won her way up on stage where we have had nothing but winners today. Yes, isn't this exciting?
It is. Oh, I almost didn't get here.
How come?
My husband threw my tickets in the trash.
Your husband? Your
husband? And we were
husband?
Out there at 11:30 last night going through the garbage.
How did this happen? How could he throw something so valuable as Price is Right tickets in the trash?
He decided to clean my house.
Oh?
And he cleaned off my nightstand, and that's where I keep all my valuable things.
Why did, what is your husband's name?
William.
Why did William have to clean the house?
Because I was busy that day.
Aha, does this happen often?
Sometimes.
And poor William has to clean house.
We share it.
I see. Well, that tells us a lot about you, Evergloss. Now I'm going to change the subject to to something far more pleasant than cleaning house. Look what I have for you, I hope.
Things for your game room. First, the Murray & Sons. This is the El Grande model, the slate face covered in rich red felt, the Murray & Sons. Second, a pinball machine. The Golden Arrow pinball machine has all new spinning targets plus flipper buttons for added action. The Golden Arrow is fast, exciting, and will give you and your family and your friends hours of fun. And for your listening pleasure, there's a stereo chair. From listening environments, you'll love the way it sounds. From music within an environment undisturbed by outside interference, stereo chamber and ottoman by listening environment. And for that special touch, this wall paneling. This paneling from Masonite features the used brick design, a hardboard panel, a superb detail and texture of historic brick, used brick designs from Masonite Corporation. It's a prize package worth $2,885.
Yes, it is indeed. Now, you win this prize package, and you can play pinball while your husband cleans house. Evergloss, that's what you can do if you win the grocery game. Now, listen carefully as Johnny describes these products for you.
Canada Dry Tonic Water. Next party, enjoy a long-lasting combination, smooth taste. Canada Dry Tonic Water, famous for quality and good taste. FFB, crispy, crunchy, cracker squares. Tastes a little nutty, you'll agree. Stoneweed wafers, when you're counting on good, count on FFB. La Choy soy sauce, America's favorite for basting chicken, marinating steaks, seasoning hamburgers, and all meats. Delicious soy sauce from La Choy. Rose milk, for hands without that greasy feeling, use rose milk skincare cream. Rose milk, you can really feel the difference. And sugar lemon cookies, one of 30 delicious varieties, baked from homemade recipes. Archway, the big cookie with a small town taste. Bob?
Now, to win this game, you must buy between $6.75 and $7 worth of these products. If you go over $7, you lose. Now, buy anything you wish. Tell us how many you want of it. We'll ring it up on the cash register, and you'll know how close you are to $7.
Oh, six soy sauce.
She wants six of the soy sauces, and each of the soy sauces is 57 cents. How much is six? You have now spent $3.42. Now you are $3.58 away from $7. And what would you like to buy next?
Three wafers.
Three of the wafers. Each of the wafers is 69 cents. How much is three? 207. What is her total? Your total now is $5.49. Now you're just $1.51 away from $7, and I like the way you do this. You think this over, and you make your decision, and you're doing fine. What do you want to buy now?
Two cookies.
Two of the cookies? Very well. Let's see how much they are. Each one, 79 cents. How much is two? $1.58. What's your total? $7.07. Oh, Evergloss, I liked the way you were doing it up to that very moment. I am sorry you did not win the grocery game. Bye-bye. Well, that's the first game that has not been won. We've had 4 out of 5, and we may make a great comeback after we do this. Johnny, who's headed our way now?
Bob, it's Johnny Woodard. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Price is Right.
Hey, Johnny. What did you bring? A fan club with you back
there? Philadelphia.
From Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
Are all of you from Philadelphia? You all are?
Philadelphia.
What are you all traveling together out here?
Vacation.
Well, that's great. How many of you are there in the group? He has to count them. He doesn't know. How many are there in the group?
Five
of you from Philadelphia. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here from Philadelphia. It's a pleasure to have you in contestants' row. And look what we have for you to bid on next.
A microwave oven. One microwave oven, a cooking breakthrough. Now you can cook one, two, or three foods at the same time, even a complete meal. Whole meal cooking at the touch of a finger from Litton.
Johnny, I want your bid on that.
$450.
$450. Now, Esther, what are you going to bid?
$595.
$595. Ratanaport.
$6.50.
She bids $6.50. Sylvia?
$5.99.
And the act... Oh, boy! Doesn't that bell have a happy sound to it? That's worth $100 to one of you. One of you has bid exactly right. It is the contestant who said $599. Sylvia! This was her last go-around. Yes! She was one of our first four contestants. Here she is at last. Do you know where I carry the $100 bills?
In your pocket.
All right. Are you going to go in there and get it? There you go. There you go. $100 for that perfect bid. Now, Sylvia, in your case, that is only the beginning. That is only the beginning. Look what comes next.
A donut maker and a dinette 7 serving car. First, Daisy Donut Factory. Make hot fresh donuts with deep frying. Get four batter, a touch of oil, delicious donut shop, good donuts at home. Second, a dinette 7 serving car. Here's some real nostalgia from Carolina Ford. Bentwood furniture with that old-time ice cream parlor look. Made of lasting steel for dinette or recreation room by Carolina Ford. And finally, a new car! Malibu, totally redesigned with a lot of new thinking and a whole lot of good news. The new size Malibu by Chevrolet is equipped with rally wheels, bumper guards and stripes, steel belted radial white stripe tires, remote control mirror, body side molding, wheel opening moldings, and dual horns.
Now you are going to play 10 chances, Sylvia. Step right up here. You have 10 chances in which to win the donut maker, the dinette, furniture, and the car. Now, in the price of the donut maker, there are two numbers, and they're among those three numbers right there. What I want you to do is to write down the price of the donut maker, and only the donut maker, using two of those three numbers. Go. Two numbers. You have 10 seconds. Go. $30. Hey, Sylvia. You have added a donut maker to all the loot. You're winning on The Price is Right.
My daughter loves donuts.
I beg your pardon?
My daughter loves donuts.
Very good. Good. I'm glad you won it. Now the dinette furniture. In The Price, there are three numbers. The three numbers are here. Using three of those numbers, write down the price of the dinette furniture. Go. $486. No, that's not right. Now we'll move over here to the third chance, and again, only the dinette furniture. Go. Three of those numbers. $684. Is that it? No, that's not it. All right, we move over to the fourth chance. Go. The dinette furniture. $800, that is. $864. Is that it? No, that's not it. Now, review. 486 is wrong. 684 is wrong. 864 is wrong. Step over here and write down the three numbers and the price of the furniture. Go. Hurry up. $649. I hope that's it. No, that's not it. Now we've used half the chances. Go. Still after the furniture. $694. Someone in the audience was shouting that too. Is that good advice? No, that's bad advice. Now, Sylvia, look them over again. 486, 684, 864, 649, and 694. Now we're down to the seventh chance. Go. $498. Oh, Sylvia. Okay, go on your eighth chance. $698. And that's wrong. How much is that furniture? Go, Sylvia. $464. No, use each number only once. 400 and something else. 468 or 9. $469. And that's wrong. Well, I don't know about that furniture. 486, 684, 864, 649, 694, 498, 698, and 469. Your last chance. Go, Sylvia. Hurry up. $986. Well, how much is that furniture? $468. Everything but. Well, thank you very much for being on this show. Bye-bye, Sylvia. Hey, we're going to give away, I hope we're going to give away, some $1,000 bills as soon as we see this. Evergloss, it is wheel-spinning time. Step over there and get it on. Take a handle or two and spin it. Get a dollar? I'll give you $1,000. $1,000 for $1. And the contestant who is nearest to $1 without going over will be in the showcase. The contestant who goes over $1 is out of the game. Hey, you have 85 cents. You don't want to spend any more, do you?
No.
I don't blame you. Take your place right over there. Here you go, Sylvia. Spin that wheel. You have to beat 85 cents to stay in this game. Look out. Don't bump your head. I thought you were going under the wheel with it. I thought we might never see you again. Little Sylvia just spins right out of sight. Well, look at this. Nope. 30 cents. Spin it again. 30 cents is not good enough in this game. Not with Evergloss standing over there with 85 cents on the scoreboard. 30 cents plus. Oh, my. Are you going to get a dollar on your second spin, too? Well, look at that. That's the second time that's happened today. Thank you very much, Sylvia. All right, Terry, it's your turn to spin the wheel. Here she goes, out to try to beat Evergloss's 85 cents. Spin the big wheel. You can have as many as two spins, but no more. This is your first spin. And in this first spin, what does little Terry have? It looks to me like she might have about 25 cents. That's it. Spin it again. Here she goes with her second spin. This will be added to 25 cents. Wouldn't it be nice if it should be 75 cents? Yes, it would. 25 cents plus. No, it's not going to work out, is it, Terry? That's $1.05. Thank you very much, Terry. Evergloss, you are going to be in the showcase. And ladies and gentlemen, the showcase will follow these words. The top winner in today's showcase is Edward, the biologist from San Bernardino. And the runner-up in the showcase is Evergloss, who lies around the house while William cleans it. Now, each of you will have a showcase of beautiful prizes to bid on. The one of you who bids closer to the retail price of your own showcase without going over will win all of the prizes in that showcase. But if you are the winner and you are less than $100 away from the retail price of your own showcase, Edward, what happens?
I don't know.
You don't know. Edward, you flunked. You will win both showcases. That's what happens. And, Edward, you may bid on the first showcase or wait for the second because you're the top winner. Hey, this is the first showcase.
A new bedroom! Harrison's rich brown rustic oak bedroom set. Veneer inlaid tops, distinctive hardware, and hand-rubbed highlights radiate the Americana frontier. Today's furniture, tomorrow's heirlooms from Harrison. And for that decorator's touch, this bedding ensemble. From Norman's of Salisbury comes the Mandy Ensemble. Every inch washable includes quilted bedspread, blanket cover, pillow shams, and boudoir pillows by Norman's of Salisbury. And for a more comfortable sleep, this mattress set. A queen-size sleep set, Lady Englander, firm and luxurious nylon stretch knit cover conforms to your body. The Lady Englander signature is embroidered on each mattress. Finally, for your musical pleasure, a beautiful piano. The elegance of 18th century Italy is reflected in the classic lines of this beautiful Wurlitzer piano with expert craftsmanship, magnificent tone, and deluxe upholstered bench from Wurlitzer. This showcase can be yours if the price is right.
Edward, do you wish to bid or pass?
Pass.
Very well. Evergloss, this is your showcase, and I want your bid on it.
$3,300
is Evergloss's bid on this showcase, and now back to Edward. Edward? He bid, she bid $3,300, but that in no way affects what you might bid, because this is your showcase.
Your showcase is a trip down Main Street. And in the first shop, we find a rocker and recliner. Pontiac Wall-O-Matic space-saving recliner moves away from the wall and back again automatically. Smartly tailored, traditional styling, matching swivel rocker from Pontiac Furniture Industries. And in the second shop, there's a washer and dryer. Whirlpool's large capacity automatic washer with water and energy-saving selectors, double-duty agitator and self-cleaning filter. Also clothes dryer and gas or electric. With extra large capacity, custom dry control and hamper door from Whirlpool Corporation. A little further down the street we find a pair of motorcycles. Benelli Phantoms 250cc 5-speed twin-cylinder motor and precise Italian handling. Pirelli tires, Marzocchi suspension, a great motorcycle built in Europe by Benelli. And in the last shop, there's a home entertainment center. It's the Michelangelo by Zenith, the 25-inch color television with remote solid-state AM-FM stereo, FM tuner, amplifier, and stereo precision record changer, plus 8-track cartridge tape player. And this trip down Main Street can be yours, if the prize is right.
What's your bid, Edward?
Oh.
Give me your bid, Edward.
$2,450.
$2,450 is his bid. The actual retail price, $5,162. Oh. A difference of $2,712. Everglass has bid $3,300. The actual retail price of her showcase is $3,382. You win them both. You win everything in both showcases. A difference of only $82, Everglass. Saying goodbye, everybody.
Johnny Olson speaking for The Price is Right, a Mark Fitzen, Bill Kaufman production. Stay tuned for Love of Life, next over most of these CBS features.